from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Possible mental health and addiction concerns are at the root of homelessness in Timmins, says Mayor Kristen Murray. In a statement that specifically mentions the encampment under the underpass on Algonquin Boulevard, Murray says City Hall and police are monitoring the situation while it works with other agencies to find a permanent solution. You can read the full statement on our website. What Northern College is calling the first of its kind in its catchment area officially opened today at the Timmins campus. The Innovation Hub is a 23,000 square foot facility that provides the technology for industries to research, develop, and test innovations. Board of Governors Vice Chair Jeff Molyneux notes that students get to observe and learn.
It is a sign that Northern College strives to provide innovation and commercialization services that enable entrepreneurs and researchers to create products with the capacity to break into local and even international markets.
Among its many capabilities is research into battery technology, which is vital to the move away from gas-burning cars. At least one Ontario Teachers Union is calling for a strike vote. The QP Ontario School Board's Council of Unions represents 55,000 education workers. The group says little to no progress was made in 16 hours of negotiations with the government. The union wants a pay raise of $3.25 an hour, an early childhood educator for every kindergarten class, and $100 million to create almost 2,000 new jobs. The province has offered educators who make less than $40,000 a year a 2% raise, and everyone else wanted a quarter. Meanwhile, the Elementary Teachers Federation says any work interruptions will come much later in the school year, and the union representing high school teachers has ruled out a work stoppage. The federal government is finally launching a legislative review of the Cannabis Act. The health minister says the review, which was slated to start 3 years after weed was made legal in 2018, will be led by an independent expert panel. It will investigate the social, economic, and public health impacts of legalized cannabis, as well as Indigenous peoples, racialized communities, and women who might be at greater risk of harm. The feds say the panel will also look into whether legalized cannabis has made any headway in curbing the illicit black market. The health minister, addictions minister, and the panel are all expected to report back to the Commons in 18 months. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.